Are you tired of spending your time and money chasing strategy after strategy, only to discover what worked 10, 5, or even 2 years ago is not working now? Things shift fast in the online space, and if you're not keeping up, you're getting left behind. It's time for something different. Welcome to the Marketing, Media, and Money Podcast, where every single episode will be jam-packed with proven, profitable strategies, behind-the-scenes secrets, and what's working now resources from industry experts and global influencers to help you scale your business, shorten your learning curve, and stand out in a crowded, noisy marketplace. And now, your host, award-winning marketing and media strategist and international speaker, Patty Farmer.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Marketing, Media, Money Podcast. I'm your host, Patty Farmer, and I'm looking forward to sharing today's industry expert with you. And today we're going to talk about kind of a controversial subject. We're going to be talking about chatbots, and I know everyone has an opinion about chatbots, positive or negative, and may or may not be based on fact. And we're going to talk about that today. So we have an expert who is the person to actually take us through A to Z, what we need to know about chatbots, share with us some stats, some great ways that you really may want to implement it in your business, even if maybe before this, your opinion was not so much so. So stay with us all the way to the end. Believe me when I say it's going to be worth it. Get a pen and paper and let's start this party. So let me tell you a little bit about our guest. Tracy Manny is a certified chatbot expert and the CEO of Victory Point Social, a customer-driven marketing agency helping passionate and influential entrepreneurs create conversations that convert clicks into customers. Through her powerful conversational style Facebook ads plus chatbot system, visionary leaders can increase their influence and revenue all while automating their marketing so that they can be freed up to pursue their dreams. Tracy combines her 16 years of sales experience with modern technology to create chatbots with personality and teach brands how to automate with authenticity in a framework she calls DM Victory. And as a result, we all find victory. So thank you so much for being here with me today, Tracy.
Absolutely. I'm so excited. It's going to be so fun.
Yes, I'm so excited because, you know, I really love to talk about topics that people have an opinion about. You know, there's certain things that people have an opinion. They don't even know where they got them. Like, they're not always based in fact, right? You know, but they have them. And sometimes they have a very strong feeling. And it could be because maybe something, you know, we all know business owners don't always do the right thing, right? You know, we know that, right? So let's kind of talk about chatbots. But first, let's kind of define it first, because maybe they don't really exactly understand what it really is. So why don't you define chatbots for us first?
Yeah, absolutely. The way I define chatbots, it's a pre-written automated conversation. So you know how like you have an email sequence that's set up for maybe you have a freebie and you have like 5 emails that go out after they get that freebie to kind of tell them about you. It's really kind of like a one-way conversation, right? You're just telling them about you and maybe they reply, but very, very rarely. Well, a chatbot is a conversation that you've written in either Messenger or Instagram DMs or on your website that's like pre-written messages to them, and then that gives them options of ways to reply. So then you can have this back and forth conversation and it guides them toward your goal, whether that's to make a sale, to download your freebie, to sign up for your email list or whatever.
It even really could be to answer the questions, because I think a lot of times people don't realize that when we go on site and we want our question answered now and you call customer service and they're not open or, you know, it's not, you're not in the right time zone, you want your question answered now. And we don't think anything about going into the chat box, right? And saying, oh, we want to be able to ask our question because we want the answer now. So the reality really is a chatbot actually does the same thing right? We have questions. We want answers. And a lot of times, you know, on our website, we all have FAQs, the things we get asked over and over and over again. So if people could get their answers quickly, they're also able to, while they're in that moment right now, move forward in their decision-making process, whether that is, like you said, get on your email list, opt into something, or make a purchase. But having them wait till 4 hours from now when you open, or when you're not with a client or whatever, I mean, it just makes sense that the reality is that you're actually serving them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love to tell the story about the time my husband and I went on a date night about an hour away, and we went to this restaurant and we were done and we were like, okay, where do you want to get dessert? So then we're looking on Google Maps and I found this cute little place. They sell like pie wrapped up in a ball, like pie balls in like a cup with ice cream. I was so excited. And so I go to their page. I couldn't find their hours anywhere. And it was like 8 p.m. So I was nervous to like drive across town if they weren't going to be open. So I messaged them on Facebook Messenger and I didn't get a response. And I was like, well, we're not going to go there. So we just went somewhere else. The next day, remember, I'm back at our home. They sent me a message. Oh yeah, we're open till 10 p.m. And I'm like, well, like I didn't say this, but I'm like, you lost a customer, unfortunately. And if you just had a chat bot simply with your hours, you know, directions, your menu, simple things like that for restaurants, just have a quick auto response, you'd be able to, you know, save the sale. But then also you'd be able to, you know, make me be like, wow, they're really responsive. They like, this is so cool. Like customers would much rather get the answers they're looking for quicker, especially if they know it's a chatbot. I really want to talk about that in a second, because a lot of people don't. They do chatbots wrong. And that might be why people have strong opinions against chatbots. If you know, if they know it's a chatbot, they're fine to like get the answers, you know?
Well, I think that if you think you're talking to a person and you're not talking to a person, sometimes, you know, because I know that for me, I have spoken for like typed, I guess would be a better word, into something, and I've said something and they say, describe your problem or whatever. And then I describe my problem. And then that chatbot comes back and says to me, and then they actually ask me something that I just told them and then what I just typed before that, you know, and I'm like, I just told you that right now I got to, you know, so.
And that's just not a good experience for the user. And so if people think they're talking to a person and then it's not, that's just a really disappointing experience. So what we do with all of our chatbots and what I recommend everyone to do is to create a persona for your chatbot. So you have your brand and then your brand has a character, some sort of persona. It could actually be like a cartoon version of yourself. If you're like my brand, you know, my brand's Victory Point. So my chatbot's name is Victory. It's actually like an avatar cartoon looking, kind of looks like me. Her name is Victory. You can go chat with her on Instagram kind of thing, you know, so that people don't think they're talking to Tracy. You know, they know they're talking to my bot. And then I'll jump in as a human and continue that conversation.
I think that makes a lot of sense. It really, really does. So let's kind of talk about some myths. I always like to debunk some myths, right? You know, because a lot of times we're set in our ways and how we think, right? You know, and we're not always willing to open it up. You know, I know nobody out there wants to admit that maybe there are a few things.
Not at all.
Like that. Not at all. Right? So, you know, and I kind of think it's always important to know what not to do before we really learn what to do. So let's do myths first, and then we can kind of see, talk about some mistakes that people make, and then we can get into the really good sticky gooey stuff that everybody really wants to hear. So what are the most common myths that you believe in your experience as a certified expert that you see or hear that you believe really are myths that people believe?
One big myth is that people are saying, well, if I sign up for this list, I'm just going to get bombarded with messages forever. That's the case with email and with texting until you opt out, right? Like if you sign up for someone's thing, when you give them your email or your phone number, you are going to get emails over and over. You are going to get phone, like text messages. But with a chatbot, Facebook has really tried hard to not allow that to become like email. Like how many things have you signed up for and all their emails end up in your promotions tab? All those emails get lost. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do email marketing, because you definitely should. Just keep in mind that Facebook doesn't want chatbots to become like that. So they started what's called the 24-hour window. So when a brand sets up a chatbot, they can only message the user within 24 hours of the user's last message. So if like I say, hey, what are your hours? and the bot responds, hey, we're open from 8 to 10 p.m. or whatever, or open till 10 p.m. And then I have now 24 hours to send them any other messages I want to send them. If the user sends another message, say like 6 hours later, the 24-hour window starts over. But I only have those 24 hours. So if the bot or the page doesn't respond in that time, then you can't send them messages outside of that window. They're really just trying to protect the whole idea of chatbots. So that's a way that I think in the old days, I started doing bots in 2018 when they kind of were first starting. And yeah, people would, they just like bombard and just send these messages and they would get through. Well, now ManyChat, which is the software I use. Now, don't people, if you're listening, don't go look at ManyChat right now. Stay listening. But ManyChat is the leading chatbot software, and they are very, very helpful to their customers to make sure that we don't accidentally go outside that window and get our page shut down.
No, actually, I think that makes a lot of sense, though, really, when you think about it. I mean, it makes sense, because if you were having a conversation with somebody, even if I was having a conversation with somebody in person, and I asked you a question, and 3 days later, you sent me something, I'd be like, what is this? Like, I wouldn't even remember the question I asked you. Like, life goes on, right? You know, so that keeps it relevant. That makes a lot of sense to me that they are doing it. What's another myth?
Another myth is just that you can use it to just blast and spam people. And I think there are some bad chatbot marketers out there that do that. And there's some brands that did that. And now, you know, some people don't like that. Really, what you should use chatbots for is to build intimacy. I kind of talk about two different things that we should do as marketers or as a brand owner, whatever, you know, you are. You should create relevancy and intimacy. And I think a lot of business owners get relevancy right. Like, they understand, like, I have this product or service and my customer has all these pain points. They're struggling with X, Y, and Z, and my product solves that. So there's the relevancy piece. They get that. What happens in a chatbot conversation with relevancy is like, hey, are you looking for my 3 steps to build your confidence? Great. Put in your email and I'll send you that over. That's easy, right? That's relevancy. But what people do wrong is they leave the intimacy piece, which is what makes people feel like they're being spammed, because it's just constant like selling, right? So intimacy is like asking them questions, getting to know them. And you can do that so well in a chatbot conversation. So you can do like a quiz, you know, instead of just bringing them straight in, they're like, oh, you want this product? Here's the product. It's like, bam, you know? Go, let's go out. Let's go get married. You know, it's like, how about let's just get to know each other and flirt a little and see if we're the right fit. So we kind of do like a Q&A. We'll do like quizzes. Like, one of my clients is she coaches moms on how to become freelancers. And so the quiz that we did was, what's your mama's superpower? And then we took them from a Facebook ad and we pulled them into Messenger and asked them a bunch of questions. And then at the end, we found out, hey, your mama's superpower is this. And then at that point, the customer felt like we understood them. And now we're able to be like, by the way, have you ever considered freelancing? Here's a webinar you can go watch to learn about freelancing. And then that's where she sells her course. But instead of just going straight from, I've never heard of you before, to, hey, go to my webinar that's 2 hours and I'm selling you my $2,000 course. It's like, let's build some intimacy. So I think that's probably the biggest myth, is just that you're going to be able to like spam people and it's going to work. Well, it's not going to work. People are going to block you.
I mean, the reality is, when people want to, you know, really kind of lay that on chatbots, people do it manually too. I mean, I've seen people do that same exact thing manually. I mean, how many times have you accepted a friend request from somebody and 5 seconds later, they're doing something? So the fact of the matter is that you can't really lay that at a chat box, because humans do it just as well. So I mean, this really comes back to, right, well, the right way will always be the right way and the wrong way will always be the wrong way. And it doesn't matter whether you're a chatbot or a person, like, you just have to make sure that you're doing it in the right way. Yeah. And I think a lot of that has to do with intention, right? What is your intention? You know, I always like to say that the only difference between serving and selling is your intention, right? So if you really want to serve, well, of course you have to create intimacy, because how would you know what the solution is if you're not asking them questions or having a conversation to know what the problem is? You know, you just can't hammer everybody and say, this is my solution. I don't know if you have that problem or not, but I'm going to try to sell you my solution anyway, right? I mean, how well is that going to work for you?
Right. Yeah, I call those hey girl messages. So when they're like, hey girl, I saw this, I'm like, did you look at my profile? Did you even like take the time to look at me and see who I am? Like, that's just, no matter what the technology is, People are going to be that way. And so if you're listening to this podcast, you are different. You know, you're going to market with integrity and you're going to do it the right way. Because I mean, I want to protect chatbot marketing because I don't want people to be annoyed by marketing, by marketers. I want people to feel like, wow, this was really helpful. You know, one of my clients sells olive oil. They have a Shopify store and they sell all different kinds of olive oil. Mm-hmm. And so we use a chatbot so people can go and like answer questions like, what do you like to cook? And what kind of, you know, what flavors do you like? And then we suggest a product. Like, that's helpful. If you're on a website that has 30 different flavors of olive oil, you're like, I don't know, because I can't taste it through the screen. You know, so giving them a way to like kind of feel like they can taste it, because we feel like, well, they know I like to cook fish. So we're going to suggest the lemon olive oil and whatever. That to me is, that's helpful. And it's serving, but it's also
actually improving the customer experience actuality, right? You know, because time is so important to me and it is overwhelming to go through those. And I got to tell you, before this is over, you're going to have to give me that olive oil store because I love olive oil and I have so many. But that was a really great example though, because just like anything else, right? Sometimes we do things and really knowing why we're going to do it. What are we going to do with it? What's the result we want to happen? If people ask us those questions, you can give us the right product or service. And so we're going to be really, really happy. And if a chat box could ask us those relevant questions that help me give you the answer so that now you can suggest the right thing for me. I mean, that's really a good thing, right? Because how many times, I'm sure all of you can think of, how many things do we have on our bookshelves right now that we purchased that we thought we're going to do this, 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 or this and didn't, right?
Right.
Because all we did was see a social media post and we thought that that was going to be it. So I really can understand how this could be a good thing. Let's talk about some stats though. So do you have some stats for us? Because I have to tell you, I saw one stat that said that 400 million is the number of times a day Instagram users message business.
Yes, on Instagram.
That's crazy. That was according to ManyChat, but yep. That is like a great stat. So what kind of stats are, I love stats. I love stats.
Well, that's actually one of the stats I always like to share, because Instagram automation just came out like in June 2021. So we've always done chatbots on Messenger. But ManyChat, the reason they titled their company ManyChat, like M-A-N-Y, like lots of chat, is because they saw an opportunity to have a chatbot that would communicate on multiple platforms. And so when you build your bot on Messenger, which is the number one chat platform in the US, the next one is WhatsApp. The rest of the world doesn't use Messenger as much. They use WhatsApp. Facebook also owns a WhatsApp. You can actually build your bot on WhatsApp or Messenger and now Instagram. So it's really, really cool to be able to just like have those instant conversations. One funny story, there's like all these celebrities that have hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram. And I don't know, a little known fact is that there's this tab on your DMs that's called request. And so you've got your primary folder, your general folder, and then you've got your request. So you know, like people get stuck in your message request. Well, all these celebrities had like hundreds and hundreds, thousands, I don't know, of messages from fans and stuff that they were basically ignoring on accident because they didn't know that like their messages were hidden there. And so they're just really excited to have a chatbot be able to like just respond to all of those people and say like, hey, thanks so much for the mention. Hey, thanks for the message. You know, even though people know it's a bot, they're still excited to get a response from the page, you know, because most of the time you send a message and like you get ignored.
Every time I go to that tab and I see that and I see that somebody, it says that somebody mentioned me, and then you go to it and it's not there anymore, whatever, or you can't find it. And then you're like, that was like a missed opportunity, right? You know, so you're right. Somebody that, something that can take care of that for you. I mean, it's almost like this little mini bot going around doing your autoresponders for you, right?
It is. And I think like one of the downfalls of that is that just with anything, you have to still be involved as the brand, you know? So if you're an e-commerce brand, you know, you should still have a social seller. That term, I don't know if a lot of people use it, what they mean different things when they say social seller. What I mean is somebody who can like go and engage with people. They go in the chat and they like respond to comments. They respond to questions in DMs, but have a social seller on your team to jump in as a human and be like, hey, this is Tracy with brand, and I'm happy to help you, blah, blah, blah. Because you don't want it to be completely 100% automated. because then that's not a great experience. You definitely want to have a human element.
Balance. It's all about balance. Right. So what are a few other stats that you could share?
Well, the number one downloaded app right now is TikTok, and the number two downloaded app is Instagram. So whereas a lot of people have been like, okay, well, Instagram is like all the young kids are on Instagram. I don't need to worry about Instagram. It's actually a really great platform for organic marketing. So I love Instagram because it's very visual. So if you're like a personal brand, like you're a coach or consultant or something like that, and it's about you as the brand, you can just show your video, your face on video in stories and on posts and send them into the DMs. And then you can have your chatbot respond. So like over on Instagram, one of mine is I give away like a chatbot template. And so you can DM me a secret keyword, and then that will trigger my chatbot flow to give you my chatbot template flow. It's kind of funny. It's like a little meta, but you know, so you can, I'll go on the stories and I'll say, hey, if you want to get this free chatbot template, just DM me and I'll tell them the secret keyword, and then they'll go into my DMs. So then I can see right away who's interested. You know how like someone might click a link and go to your landing page, but they don't actually opt into your freebie? Well, in Instagram, they're like already there in the conversation. So like you can follow up and be like, hey, did, you know, I'll say like, did a kid jump in your lap? Or, you know, I'll just make a joke like that. And I'll say like, sorry, did you still want this free thing? And then they'll go, oh, yeah, so sorry. And then they'll get it. You know, so it's really cool because you can actually follow up with them there. So I would definitely not ignore Instagram, just keeping in mind like with who your customers are. So if your customers are over 40, you might be able to skip Instagram. But if you have customers in their 30s and under, definitely you want to be paying attention to Instagram.
Well, I'm over 40 and I love Instagram. And it's probably, I am very visual. And I used to think like, I used to think Pinterest before was like Facebook for weekends. That's what I used to call it. But but Pinterest is like phenomenal because it's a search engine, right? It's just a visual search engine.
Yeah.
So I think that, and if like, I know who my demographic who listens to this podcast. So like if you're a speaker, a coach, a consultant, have a podcast, like I publish a magazine as well. The visual of that in Instagram, even though I am over 40, works for me, right?
Well, now, the reason I say
don't do TikTok. I don't do TikTok though.
Well, the reason I'm saying those numbers is just statistically who's downloading the app. It's typically under 40. That doesn't mean that that's not changing. I mean, like I said, it's the number two downloaded app in the world right now. So more and more people are getting on Instagram, and the platform is growing. The other thing that Instagram is doing that just came out recently is that they are prioritizing video. So a lot of posts in the feed, people do just like a graphic or they do like a still image. Like I think I just posted a graphic. I do them all the time, but they actually are prioritizing things like reels and stories. So if you can show up on video, especially if you're a coach, consultant, people are going to hire you, you know, they want to see you in action, right? So then just say, hey, DM me or send me a message and I'll get you whatever. And so I think like for organic, like not paid ads, but like organic marketing, Instagram is going to be a really great way to reach people. If you're doing paid advertising, you could do that on Facebook and do the same thing. It's just, you're running a Facebook ad and you say, hey, click the send message button and I'll give you my freebie in Messenger. So that's what we do for a lot of our clients is we'll run their ads and use the messages objective and send them into the Messenger on Facebook.
I think that makes a lot of sense though. I mean, the bottom line is we all got into business, most of us, right? You know, I guess I shouldn't say all, but most of us got into business because we wanted freedom. We wanted time freedom to do whatever it is we wanted to do with our time, right? And so if there's a way that you can have a chatbot that will free up some of that time for you, to not only do what you got into business for, but also it seems to me that flipping that back to business too, is it frees you up to now have the time to engage and have the conversations with your audience, right? Which I think would help converting too. So if you could automate that, now you're having a more targeted, intentional conversation, right? Because, you know, I tell my clients all the time, yes, I know everybody likes to talk about target market, but I actually like to talk about target buyers, right? And anything that can help you get them there is just a better thing, right? Because now it's more targeted. So I totally think that is really great. And I know we're listening to her talk about these great templates she has. you got to stay to the end because I believe she's going to have kind of a cool gift for you and you are going to want to have it. So I love that you, I love victory. I just love the word victory, but I know that your DM victory actually means something. It stands for something. So, and I actually love that because everything I do, I feel like that's easier for people to remember, right? So can you take us through it? So let's take us through victory. So let's be victory. Let's take us through victory.
Yeah. So a little fun fact, my husband and I own a board game shop. And in board games, you have to get victory points in most games. Like a lot of games, like strategy games, you have to, like Settlers of Catan, you have to get 10 victory points. Whoever gets the most victory points wins. That's who wins, right? So what we like to do is think about strategy, but also creativity. There's a lot of things that go into winning a board game and getting victory points. So that's kind of why I named my company Victory Points. Is it's just like marketing your business. You've got to have strategy. And usually the person that has the best strategy, but the best creativity, the marketing all works really well together in a nice system. That's how you're going to find victory. So this little acronym, DM Victory, DM standing for direct message. And so I'll kind of walk you through my victory method and the steps that I would take to be able to get victory with your chatbot marketing and your Facebook advertising. So the V, okay, I cheated on this one. The V is to evaluate your current systems. So looking at what are you currently using, is there anything that you're just like spending a lot of money on or time you're like kind of wasting? Like maybe you have you've paid for a funnel subscription service, but you're not really using it. So should you either use that or should you let it go and just use a chatbot potentially to replace that funnel system? Next, I is identify your ideal customer's idiosyncrasies. Okay, this is really important for creating intimacy because a lot of people just like use a standard kind of, hey, I just want to, here's my freebie or here's my, you know, webinar or whatever. You've got to think about how does your ideal customer talk? Like what's unique about them? Why do they connect with you? You know, I had a guy yesterday tell me that he was like, oh, I was kind of being really direct in a group and someone was like, you're being so direct. I'm like, but is that your personality? Like there might be somebody who doesn't like that you're direct, but there might be other people who love you for that because that's their idiosyncrasy, right? So I think it's important that you just be yourself as much as possible and you let that come through in the chatbot. You know, it doesn't have to be all professional sounding.
That's how people are going to know if you're their vibe, right? You know, so you want that. You know, I am known for, I don't use a lot of emojis, but I know a lot of people that do, but I am kind of the exclamation point queen, right? Sometimes I have to look at my post. Okay, let me take out, not everything has to end in an exclamation point, but that would just annoy some people. And some people just love it because they're like it too. They're always trying to find your people. And those things help you identify who those people are right, that are going to vibe with you and not vibe with you. So I love that.
Yeah. And it needs to match. Like when you take them from whether it's a post, an Instagram story, a Facebook ad, whatever it is, and then you pull them into the DMs and then like, it's all of a sudden all stuffy. It doesn't match. Like it has to be a seamless journey. That customer service, they need to feel like, oh, okay, I'm in the right place. I'm talking to the right company. So one of my clients, she loves to say totally awesome. Like she says that all the time and people know that about her. And so in her chatbot, of course, we use totally awesome. And we just use 90s, you know, words like that. That's just kind of how she is, you know? So identify your ideal customer's idiosyncrasies. Don't try to like be happy. Don't try to meet everybody. You know, just find your, like you said, target buyers. Okay. So C is craft a campaign strategy and then build it. So don't just like get into the chatbot and start building it and starting to like, you know, oh, let me just play with this in here. You can do that. But what's important is that you craft an entire campaign strategy. Think about it from the perspective of a user. When they see your ad or your post, where are they at? Are they problem aware and solution aware? Are they problem aware and they don't know what the solution to the problem should be? You know, that's an important distinction. Maybe they don't even know that they have a problem. So you've got to like make them aware of a problem. You know, I just bought a product that you put your greens in the refrigerator and it keeps them fresh for like a month. You know, like you ever buy like that extra bag of spinach at the grocery store and then just to throw it out in a week. You're like, why do I buy that spinach bag every time? I don't use it. Like, it's terrible. So you put your spinach in this like cotton bag and it works, whatever. I did not even realize that that was a problem or that even there was a solution to that. So their advertising made sense to like help me understand that that was a problem and that there was a solution. So depending on where they are in their journey, that's how you can decide like what you're going to offer them. Don't just like be like, I'm going to give them this freebie because it sounds good and I know it's going to help. It won't necessarily make sense. So I think you have to make sure your campaign strategy is meeting them where they're at in their journey. So then you go ahead and build it. And then after that, you're going to test it. T is for test. People ask me every single day, they're like, hey, so would an image work better or a video? And how long should the video be? And my answer, they always hate my answer. I'm like, I don't know. You have to test it. You have to see what your audience is going to relate to the most. So what we do in our messenger bots or in our Instagram bots is we come up with like two or three different messages for each response. This is just how you make it advanced. You don't have to do this. You could keep it simple at first, but to make it really effective, we'll test like two different images. So like maybe one response is, hey, that's totally awesome. Here's the freebie. And the next one is, thanks so much. Here's the freebie. So then we test which one of those converts the most and gets people to click. So it's always important to be testing different versions of copy, different images, different call to actions. Like you might say, learn more or shop now or buy now. Like you have to test which one of those buttons, which one of those images or videos is going to work. The O is optimize the conversations. So once you've got enough traffic, like I'd say, you know, 100 people through your flow, at least maybe 500, then you can start to see like where people are dropping off. So maybe your chat conversation, they're going through and they're like clicking on the first thing. Yes, I want to get your freebie. I'm just using the freebie example, but yes, I want to get your freebie. And then they're like, well, they left, right? So the chatbot could say, hey, just wanted to touch base with you here. So maybe they dropped off for whatever reason. Well, why do they drop off? You know, or is it because your messages, like maybe it pushed them away? So you can like optimize, well, let's change that here and see if we can get more people to continue through the flow. For most of our clients, we're getting between 60 to 80% of people that start to get a freebie are actually getting the freebie. I mean, that's like killer opt-in rate compared to like a normal landing page. A landing page would be good if it was at 40%, 50% would be like really good. We're getting between 60 to 80% with the chatbot, which is pretty cool. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. And we can track all of those messages. It's like at every point we could see who, you know, who is it at where they are in the message. So you can also add chat.
Mm-hmm. Can a chatbot be put, does it fit into your funnel? Like, can it be just mm-hmm. easily put into a funnel, right? So if you have a funnel, I mean, and you're doing all that testing and all that kind of stuff, I mean, what a great way to be able to really make your funnel work better.
Yep. Yeah. We actually, the lady I was telling you about earlier, the Mama Superpower, she actually has this webinar. And because of everything going on in the world, people just aren't watching like a 2-hour webinar. And they weren't even watching like the first 10 minutes. And so we were like, what is going on? Like, why are people not, like they were opting in, but they weren't staying. And this is a lady who sold her course over 4,500 times, like her $2,000 course. So like, it's a proven offer. She's a 2 Comma Club winner. So we knew that like she did the webinar, it would sell, right? But now we added in the chatbot element on the opt-in page that pops up and says like, they have to get their workbook. So to get them to continue to watch it. So it's a little widget you just install on your funnel that pops up and just says, hey, I'm here if you have any questions. Did you want to get the workbook? And then people will download that. And then now you've got them in Messenger and you can continue talking to them for 24 hours, right? So you can be like, just want to check back in. Did you get a chance to watch the webinar? And then they can say, yes, all of it. Yes, some of it or none of it. And then we have a different response based on what they said. So then we can kind of continue to follow up with them and get them to go back and watch the webinar. Because we know if they watch the webinar, she has a pretty high close rate, but we've got to get them to watch the webinar. So that was one way that we use that. And another way that we, and this is not really on the optimized conversations, but another way that we were able to get some really cool results recently from one of our clients, she has a 5-day challenge and she's done her challenge 6 times. This was the 6th time that she just did it. And she started it out as a free challenge and she had like 600 people sign up for the free challenge. And she sold like four people into her program. So she was really frustrated. She's like, I paid all that money to get all these people to come to my free challenge. Very few people of them show up, four people. That was the first time she did it. She ran a bunch of ads and got people in. This time she had 215 people come to the challenge, but they were paid. So it was a $27 challenge. So she had 215 signups. And out of those, 32 people signed up for her program at a $3,500 product. So it was $114,000 in sales from a 5-day challenge, which is really, really exciting. And the way that we did that is by when they signed up for the challenge, they go into the Facebook group, and to get the workbook, to get like daily action steps and worksheets, they have to go chat with her chatbot, which we named her Betty. So they have to go talk to Betty Bot and get the worksheet. So people loved Betty. Like they would be like, oh my gosh, Betty's so cute. And like, they knew that it was a bot. They knew that that was where they could go to get all their questions answered. And we were able to follow up with them. And throughout the challenge, we realized some people, I'm circling back to the optimized thing here.
I know you are. It's okay.
Some people throughout the week, you know, they would like drop off and we were like, okay, well, what if we change it like this? What if we change a few of the words to get them to actually get the worksheet? And she had so many people showing up live, like consistently live to her challenge. Whereas in the past, people would watch the replay. And you know how when you watch the replay, you're half paying attention because you just want to fast forward and get to what's the meat of this. People, when they're live, they are much more engaged and they're more likely to buy, which the goal of a 5-day challenge is to teach them something. But also you kind of know if you sign up for one of those, you're getting pitched something at the end, right? And they stayed. And so as we were able to optimize live, like throughout the week, it worked really, really well. So it was exciting. And we're doing her challenge again in a couple months. So she does this to keep bringing people into her program. So it's fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're on R, which R. I'm kind of excited about R. I really like R.
Yeah. R is retarget to retain buyers and recapture. So the beauty of being able to pull someone into Messenger is that that is actually a retargeting audience. So I don't know if you know a lot about what's going on with Facebook and the iOS update and all that. I think some people have got their, like, I don't know, can I say panties in a wad right now over this? Because it's like, it's a mess. You know, Facebook is mad at Apple. Apple's trying to strong arm Facebook. It's a mess. So what's happening is that when people are running ads and they're sending people to their website, we're not fully able to track those users anymore. We used to be able to retarget someone who landed on your website. Well, if an Apple user opted out, which by the way, only 4% of people in the US opted in. So 96% of US iPhone users said, no, don't track me. So that means that if someone goes to your website and you were trying to retarget them, you can't, you literally can't. So pulling them into Messenger is awesome because you can retarget those people. So if someone's on your Messenger list, for any reason, if they've ever messaged your page, you can actually retarget them with ads. So you can retarget and say, anyone who's messaged my page, show them this ad. Pretty cool. So
that's very cool. Important
to be able to like retain them and of course like recapture them. So you might even show them an ad that says, hey, I saw that you got my freebie, whatever, and you're curious about whatever. Now I have a webinar coming up. You might be interested in it a lot. And now you can sell them something because they've already,
you know, like this, you'll like that.
Yeah. And they've raised their hand and you can retarget them to recapture them and pull them back into your funnel. So then
I love that. R is so good.
Yeah. And I think it's a really low hanging fruit, actually. Even if you're not running any cold ads, you know, you can actually use the retargeting as just one ad. You know, if I have somebody that's like, I don't have a big budget, I want to run ads, but I don't have a big budget, where should I start? I always tell them to start with retargeting, which seems a little backwards because you would think, well, I need to go find new people and then retarget them. But actually, if you have a smaller budget, you should start with retargeting because you've already got people who follow you on social media. You've got people on your email list. You've got now hopefully Messenger people, and you can follow up with all of those people by running ads, and you can only do like $10 a day instead of having to do $50, $100 a day on your cold audiences.
That makes a lot of sense. So, and now we get to why.
Yeah. So why is yes, let's scale. I know I cheated on that one too, but I am really excited about scaling because what that means is we're taking the winners of the ads, like whichever ads are working well, and we're taking the winners of the messages. Like, you know, you have the three options and or five options, however many you do. And then you just turn off the ones that didn't work and then just scale it based on the ones that you proved worked. And what's really cool is it's all statistical. So you can just go in there and say, oh, look, 80% of people clicked on this button. 40% of people clicked on this button. Well, obviously that 80% is the winner. Turn off the 40% and keep going. It's not an emotional decision anymore. You know, it's stats. So it's easy to just like unconnect it and scale it.
That makes a lot of sense though. I love it. Tracy, this has been like amazing. And I know everyone out there's like, wow, this is some information I did not know, right? And here's where we're going to lead into that really great gift. So Tracy, will you tell everybody about your gift?
Absolutely. I love teaching. And so I put together this free chatbot template and training. And it's funny because people that download it and use it, and they're always like, oh my gosh, you should sell this. I'm like, I know probably, but it's because it's like a 20-minute step-by-step. It's like a mini course on how to set up your first chatbot and Messenger specifically. So you can grab that, go for it. It's really easy. All you have to do is click the button and install it on your Facebook business page. It does not work. I should be clear. It does not work on your personal profile. You cannot have a chatbot on your personal profile. It needs to be your business page. So you'll install it on your business page and it walks you through how to do that.
I love that. And we will have the link right below. So just look down and you will find the link there so that you can grab that gift. It's going to be amazing. And so Tracy, how can people connect with you? Because I know they are going to want to.
Well, I would go to Instagram. You know, I'm really active on Instagram. I typically post like every day and I'm in stories and it's a really great way to follow me over there and get some good tips on marketing things. My website, you know, you can go there, victorypoints.net, but I'm pretty active on Instagram. I kind of do like little mini blog posts on my page because people tend to read those more than they go to blogs sometimes.
That makes a lot of sense. And what is your Instagram handle?
It's just my name, Tracy Matney, VPS. VPS stands for Victory Point Social.
Perfect. So let's all connect with her there. Make sure you go and grab your gift. But not only that, I mean, this is the Marketing Media Money podcast, right? So this is the portion of the show where we have hashtag open mic, kind of my version of social karaoke, where I hand the mic over to our guests and ask them, okay, so what would be your number? I mean, you've shared so much this great information, right? I hope we've had some shifts, right? Today you're thinking, oh, let's have an open mind and let's shift that a little bit, right? But if you had to give your number one marketing media or money strategy, what would it be?
I'm going to go back to relevancy and intimacy equals victory. Relevancy plus intimacy equals victory. Because many business owners understand relevancy, but they're missing that intimacy. So think about your brand. What can you do to create intimacy with your people? And you know, whether you decide today to go set up a chatbot or not, think about how you're fostering intimacy with your brand. So when you do a post, instead of just giving them the link, say, hey, send me a message and I'll give you the link. Have them get into that conversation. One-on-one conversations with your audience, really get to know them in the DMs, whether automated or manual. It's just really crucial to improving trust and the likelihood of a sale. So don't just spray and pray or post and ghost. Invite them into a conversation with you.
I love that. Thank you so much for being here with us, Tracy. I have to tell you, this was a fabulous conversation, a lot of information. So you want to make sure that you connect with her, go to her Instagram page, get the free gift and start the conversation because it's really going to help your business. If nothing else, you're going to learn a whole lot about how to communicate with your customers. And you may really decide to shift your mindset and realize that maybe a chatbot is what maybe your business needs. And if it is, that's great. It's always nice to know who the expert is. So thank you so much for being here, Tracy.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. This is so fun.
Awesome. And thank you to our sponsor, the Exacta Corporation, developer of the Family Organizer Plus platform. And for more information about them, check them out at exactacorp.com. And thank you to everyone listening in today. Thank you for joining us on the Marketing Media Money Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, and I'm sure you did, please subscribe and review the podcast on your favorite listening platform. So thank you so much for being here. Until next week. When we get together again, have a phenomenal week.
Thank you for joining us today on the Marketing, Media, and Money podcast. To shorten your learning curve even more, make sure to grab your free copy of the Marketing, Media, and Money magazine at www.marketingmediamoney.com. I promise your business will thank you.